CNBC's Tech Check is sponsored by Grayscale, the world's largest digital currency asset manager.
I'm Josh Lipton with your CNBC Tech Check briefing. Bitcoin climbed to $60,000 today for the first time since April. The surge comes as traders speculate that U.S. regulators would clear the first Bitcoin futures exchange-traded fund. The ProShares Bitcoin ETF is set to debut at the New York Stock Exchange on Tuesday, and experts believe the SEC is unlikely to object to the product. Regulators are currently reviewing about 40 ETF filings, which could make investor interest in cryptocurrency even bigger. Virgin Galactic stock is plunging today on news that the space tourism company is delaying space flights to next year as it refurbishes its vehicles. The refurbishment process is expected to take 8 to 10 months, and the company expects it to be completed between June and August. This would effectively delay the next space flights to mid-2022 at the earliest. The company has said it is charging at least $450,000 a seat for private astronaut flights. And the attorneys general of 14 U.S. states have sent a letter to Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg asking for more information about the, quote, disinformation dozen, which are described as 12 anti-vaxxers who are responsible for almost two-thirds of anti-vaccine content on social media. The 14 Democratic attorneys general said they are extremely concerned with recent reports that Facebook maintained lists of members who have received special treatment and want to know if the disinformation dozen were part of those lists. This all comes as another Facebook whistleblower is set to testify next week. That's all the news from the NASDAQ. We'll see you back here on Monday.